Hello, and welcome to another Cosmic Circus review. My name is Vin, and with me, as always, is movie reviewer John Dotson.
Hello again.
Today, we are talking about Trapped, which just released Friday, August 2nd. Directed by M. Night Shyamalan, Trapped stars Josh Hartnett, Ariel Donahue, Salika Shyamalan, Haley Mills, Allison Pill, and a surprise performance by Kid Cudi. The official synopsis reads, a father and teen daughter attend a pop concert where they realize they're at the center of a dark and sinister event. All right, John, what'd you think going in?
Going in, I was actually pretty excited about it. It seemed like a very interesting concept to have a thriller in a concert venue. That's a really cool idea. And I don't think I've seen that in a horror movie before. I know I've seen it with like an action movie, which I'll talk about in a minute, but I've never seen it in the style of a horror film.
Would you call this a horror movie?
That's a very good counter argument. Yeah, not so much horror, but like suspense thriller kind of.
You know what it reminded me of? At least the concert part reminded me of the movie Rope by Hitchcock. Have you seen that?
I don't think I've seen Rope.
Okay, we'll talk about it later. Go on with your reactions and expectations.
But yeah, I mean, I am one of the few defenders of M. Night.
Okay.
So anytime he does anything, I'm intrigued by it, you know? Because whatever you think about him, he's always doing something interesting. Whether he succeeds at it, whether he fails, he's doing something interesting every time. I hated The Village, but everything else I think it's been fascinating what he tries to pull off. What about you?
I've seen maybe half of his movies. I haven't seen everything. In general, I guess like you're saying, I really like his ideas. I like what he tries to do. Controversial. I think I like Unbreakable more than Sixth Sense. I haven't seen it in a couple of years, but I really, really liked Unbreakable. However,
I would agree with you.
Okay. Also, Split. I like Split a lot too. So going into this, I wasn't sure what to expect, but I was hoping for at least a good time, maybe an interesting idea. The trailer, like I was saying a second ago, the trailer reminded me of the movie Rope. So Rope is a movie from Hitchcock. It's one of my favorites. And the whole movie is set in one room. One room. I don't remember the details too well right now, but there's like a murderer, and there's a guy who's trying to figure out who the murderer is. So it's like a kind of detective story, but all set in one room, the whole movie. And so that kind of claustrophobia, that kind of thriller aspect, oh, it's like, oh, this is going to be Rope in a concert venue. And when the movie starts, there's a lead FBI character played by Haley Mills. And I thought, oh, so maybe this can also be like Heat with like the catch and mouse. And like, based on the trailer, you think he has this elaborate scheme, this elaborate plan to like try to get out and cause chaos. And to be honest, I was a little disappointed because I don't think the concert part is a great idea and it looks great, but they don't really deliver the full potential of it. It drags on a little long without anything interesting or new actually happening. It's kind of like it cycles through. He's at the concert, he leaves the concert. He goes to the concert, he leaves the concert. And it doesn't really have any momentum, I thought. Then, I guess a small spoiler, this isn't in the trailers at all. They leave the concert. The whole second half of the movie is in a different place outside of the concert. And when this happened, I was like, whoa, because that's so cool. We didn't expect this at all. But it's even worse. Nothing happens. Nothing like really exciting or amazing happens outside of that. It's just a weird kind of chasing him around. But I never felt anything strong in the second half of the movie. There wasn't really any big attraction for me. The greatest part of this movie, I thought, was the concert, and even that I felt was kind of underwhelming.
This is definitely going to be an interesting back and forth conversation.
Okay, let's go.
Despite a few absurd elements, and I think there are some insanely absurd things in this movie.
Of course,
Like,
M. Night Shyamalan.
there are some moments where I was like, wait, why, how did that, what, how did that happen? I'm like, it takes a few leaps of logic to like really wrap your head around the idea that this guy does some of the things he does. And there's a couple of third act things that I was like, what didn't, what just happened?
Do you think
How about now? Other than that, I had a good time.
Do you think he's a good serial killer? Do you think he's a smart guy?
That's the thing that I go back and forth on, is that it's that I think the movie wants to make me think he is, but it feels like the plot is more, it's like pushing it there rather than like the character, like them convincing me the character is able to do that, you know?
I think it's a lot of telling, not showing.
Yeah, there's not much show there. And we'll go into spoilers on it, like, you know, in a minute. Like, I can think of like two specific examples where I was like, nobody saw that. Nobody, like, no, nobody. There's like 8,000 people in this place, and nobody saw
If I recall
that.
correctly, I think they said 20,000 people in the audience and 3,000 adult men
Yes.
is the statistics.
It's just, it requires a giant leap in logic that I don't think completely works. However, I think Josh Hartnett makes it work
Well, he's
for
very
him.
good in this.
He's very good in it. He's smooth as like butter all through this film and does a wonderful performance. From a filming technical standpoint, I was impressed by it because I kept wondering how they did the concert. I tried Googling like how did they do this concert because I wanted to understand the procedure of controlling this whole environment while a show is going on, you know? I think there's also a cool element involving four different characters. So, have you heard of Rashomon?
Yeah, of course, of course.
This could easily be turned into a Rashomon scenario. Like, from one vantage point, you could have this, an entire movie could be written based on the singer's story. An entire screenplay could be done from the investigator side. An entire film could be done from the wife side of things. There's, you could have four different movies, four different stories. This could be like Rashomon told in a 4-episode Netflix series, all based in one concert or one afternoon, and that was like one thing that like I was thinking about after. I was like, this there, it doesn't reach its full potential, but you can see the other story playing out from the other side of these characters. Who is the who's the Halloween investigator from the Halloween series, you know, Dr. Loomis? Is that
I
his
think
name?
I think something like that. Yeah, I can look it up.
Yeah,
Loomis,
see.
Loomis. I didn't have to Google it. Dr. Loomis.
Yeah, so Dr. Loomis. So there is easily an entire film to be made just from that character. And I don't know. I have fun with it. I think if, do I think you need to run out to the theater and watch it? Maybe not. But if you're like at home and like there's something it's on, I think it's a fun afternoon. Get popcorn out, just switch things off, and just have a good time for like 2 hours kind of movie.
how would you compare it to Twisters as far as like fun value goes?
Twister, I mean, it's a little apples and oranges and a
Uh-huh,
little
but
bit.
go on.
Twisters is like intentionally absurd.
Okay. And you don't think this
Intentionally
is? You
absurd.
don't think this is?
I don't think this is intentionally. I think it's trying to be a straightforward suspense film with moments that don't add up. At times, it's like, no, I don't believe you, movie. I don't believe you. Oh, and the other thing that impressed me is the
That's right.
Salika.
Salika Shyamalan, the daughter of.
Salika did an entire album
Yeah.
for this movie, and the entire album. So I'm a little impressed. It's not great, but not all movies have to be great. I thought it was good.
Yeah. From what it seems like she so M. Night Shyamalan's daughter, Salika, is she really wants to be a real life singer in real life. And so it seems
Right.
like he made this movie to be like, okay, I'm gonna give you your Taylor Swift moment. So we're gonna pretend
Right.
you're Taylor Swift, we're gonna give you your big concert, and I'll make a movie about it.
Right.
And so it's he's like, it's kind of, let's play make believe for a little bit. He's giving her the concert of her dreams. He gave her a real album. Incredible, Father of the Year, right? I just wish the movie could have delivered on some of its potential a little bit, because like I mentioned, I think earlier, I just mentioned Heat and Rope, two fantastic movies, thrillers, kind of. And I think this they could have done a lot more with like playing cat and mouse inside the concert venue, and like, how
I
is he going
agree.
to get out? I think they could have done more showing us he's a serial killer. He's supposed to be this terrifying mastermind. Show us some of that. Maybe at the beginning they could have done a montage, maybe, of some of his crimes, so we can at least get a sense of who he is and why he's dangerous, why he's intelligent, or something.
That's one of my biggest complaints, is that it doesn't give the movie any teeth. There's no teeth in it. I kept waiting for that moment where I felt genuinely scared of this guy. The moment that Hannibal Lecter bites somebody's face. It's a great performance, but I was like, where's that moment where I'm supposed to feel that this guy is just a violent maniac? I never felt that. Felt that part of it. He convinced me in his performance.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say.
The movie did not show it to me, and I do wish he could have showed that part to me.
Because in Josh Hartnett's performance, you can tell this guy is unhinged, right? And
Yes,
I it's
yes.
it, in this in the cinematography too, like especially in the concert part, they do these great shots where it's a close-up on just one guy's face, perfectly center.
Oh, I
Do
love that. I
you remember
love
the
it.
conversation with him and Jamie, the t-shirt guy? I think it's even in the trailers. It's like perfectly centered. It doesn't even feel real. Oh, it's great. And in the concert, there's this great shot where it's a close-up on Josh Hartnett's face, and it's all red. I mean, all the good stuff is already in the trailer, so everyone has already seen it online. But there's some really cool stuff here with how weird it looks, or maybe a little bit heightened it looks. There's some really cool stuff in that concert part. But when we get into spoilers, we can talk a little more in detail. But the second half, it kind of blows up the premise of the movie. And I feel it doesn't replace it with something more interesting. I think it kind of falls apart in the second half.
It doesn't, but you know what I also like about that? None of it was in the trailers. None of
None
it.
of it. None of it.
None of it. And that's a very rare thing to happen, where all of a sudden you have like another part of the film that you have not seen at all. And I was like, oh, where are we going now?
Yeah.
There's arguments to be made whether it works. But I appreciated what they were trying to do, I still liked it though. Should we go into spoilers?
Let's do it. Let's do it. Spoilers. Spoilers for Trap. It's a
Yes,
trap.
if you have not seen the movie, get out right now. Then what is your bugaboo with this movie?
Oh, my bug. I don't know. I feel like it was just losing me as it went on. Okay, so I think we'll start with when it blows up. So you're at the
Right.
concert, everything's great. He's going through his weird puzzle things to get out, and suddenly he has this idea to go to Salika, the singer, and he reveals himself to her and says, "Ha! I'm the villain. It's me." And I was like, "Oh," because suddenly the whole premise is blown up, and I was like, "Okay, what happens now?" Because now she has all the power, and it could be very, very interesting. You don't know where this could go. And I thought it was a little, in my opinion, I guess it could be a question about ethics or something. But he tries to say, "Look, if you turn me in, I'll kill this one guy." But he's a serial killer who's killed many people, and he will continue to kill many people. So, in my opinion, I mean, of course, this one guy's life is important, but she should have turned him in immediately, just to right there stop it, and then try to go help the one guy locked up.
Right, right.
And I felt that was a straightforward kind of ethics problem. Like, if you imagine, you have the train tracks with like the one person versus the five people, right? I thought that was pretty straightforward, that she should just turn him in, do the right thing, instead of playing along, going to their house. Can you imagine Taylor Swift coming to your house? And then I was just like, what reality is this? This is.
That was the part that lost me, because I was sitting there going, what's the end game here? Like, why, I was like, why are you going to his house? Why would that be the end game? Drop him off, call the police. Like, why go all the way there? That I did not get. There were things like that that just like, yeah, it felt absurd. I was like, what is the point of what you're doing right now? So they were in the concert, and he finds out that, Lady Raven allows one band to come up there and dance with her. And all of a sudden, he's just looking around, yada, 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 and then looks behind them. He's like, oh, there's a guy. He just walks over to M. Night Shyamalan. He just happens to be related to the singer. Just by sheer coincidence, in this 20,000 people in a concert, it's like, hey, we're very glad to be here.
My
Are
daughter
you
has
related?
leukemia.
Yeah, and he just happens to coincidentally find the right guy just by turning around, and there he is.
I was wondering about that. It's not my biggest question about the movie, but I almost wondered if it was a kind of like racial profiling, because he's like, she's an Indian singer. Here's an Indian guy. Let me talk to him.
Yeah, it didn't make sense. I was like, it's that kind of moment that made me, my logic, my suspension of disbelief just crater and just like fall right to the floor. I was like, okay, that would never happen. I've been to concerts. That would never happen in a million years.
Speaking of realism, I was, in my opinion, I was surprised how many people were outside. Like, there's this huge, amazing concert. Why are there so many people in the hallway during the event? Go to the event. What, I don't know. Are concerts usually like
Well,
that? Because normally in a concert, I don't leave. I don't leave there. I stay in the.
they are like that. They are actually like that.
With that many
Well,
people?
that many people walking around because you got people waiting in lines for bathrooms, for trying to get merchandise, is chaos. Pure chaos. So that's not too unrealistic. What I do think is unrealistic is this random guy just walking up and putting a bottle of alcohol in a fryer and exploding,
Yeah,
and
we don't even see that.
nobody sees him do it. Nobody. It's 20,000 people here. Obviously, there's surveillance all over the place. Nobody saw him do that at all. No one.
Yeah, I was shocked later in the movie when they're leaving the concert area and you see all the TV monitors, all the camera footage. And I was like, okay, so if you see all this camera footage, you have seen everything the audience has seen. You've seen this shady guy doing all the shady stuff, and these guys never were like, hey, well, keep a track on him. He's doing all kinds of weird things.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. It didn't make any sense to me at all.
It's weird.
80,000, 20,000 people at this concert, and no one has any suspicions that there's something weird with all these SWAT trucks.
Mm-hmm.
All over the place. I don't know.
It's weird how unpanicked people seemed.
Yes. I didn't feel the realism of everything going on. And like I said, it's absurd. It's silly. I think he could have tried a little bit harder to make the whole thing congeal.
Yeah.
You know, but so I think it's disposable fun, you know?
Okay. I guess I can agree with it. The concert part I would call disposable fun. The rest of it I did not think was even fun. While we're at the concert part, I want to mention I was disappointed in the trailers. You see him doing all these things, like he pushes a girl down the stairs, he blows up the food area and stuff like that. And it seemed like he had a clear strategy. You know, like do this, and then get out the door or something from the trailers. But in the actual movie, it's just random events that don't lead anywhere. It's just he pushes a girl down the stairs and then he goes back to his seat. What did we accomplish?
Nobody saw that with all these cameras. Yeah, no one saw that. I was like, it didn't make sense.
I did like the daughter. I thought Ariel Donahue. I thought she was like surprisingly good. For a child actor, I thought she was good.
I would say every performance in the movie is great. I think she's great.
Did you like Talika?
I thought she was wonderful. Okay. I thought she was wonderful. I had no idea that she was even his daughter until I did a lot of research, and apparently the making, like the inception of this idea was not really just to make her famous, but they had the idea to do this movie for a while.
Oh, okay.
Like, it was her idea to do a concert thriller, and that she wanted to help her dad do it. And I think...
Oh, that's awesome. Okay.
I think that's really cool, you know? And, you know, is there a little bit of vanity in there? There might be some vanity project going on there, but I still think it's pretty cool. And I think she did... I mean, I thought she was good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I thought she was really good. I think the daughter is wonderful. I do enjoy the human element of the psychopath thing at the end, you know,
the
about
two sides.
Yeah, you know, because like he's not just a murderer. He's a father and he does care about her. Like, he genuinely loves his daughter. I enjoyed that side of it.
And especially from his performance. You really feel it from Josh
Hartnett's
performance.
You feel it. He's great. I mean, he's just wonderful here. How did you feel? Okay, if we can pivot to the end of it.
Mm-hmm.
How did you feel about the bike moment?
Like about the bike itself or the very last frame of the movie?
The very last frame of the movie,
I think at that point I was already done with it. And I was like, of course. And then he's going to, they're implying that he's always going to get out of it. Whatever trap they try to put him in, he's always going to get out.
How did they get out of the car?
Doesn't matter. Oh, yes. That was one thing I was thinking too. But it's like, the movie doesn't care, so we shouldn't.
How did he get out of the, like, there's all those people around the limo.
Yeah.
Nobody saw that. Nobody at all.
Yeah, I was like, what did this, how did I blink? One interesting thing I thought, at one point in the movie, when the shift happens and they go to his house and we see his wife for the first time, we've never seen her in the trailers, we see Allison Pill. Have you seen her before and stuff?
Yes, my earliest experience is the newsroom, I think.
Me too.
I think she was in the newsroom, yeah.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, well, she's not like an extra. Like, she's a real actress. She must have some kind of real role. And then my brain's going, and then I was thinking, what if there's a version, I don't know, where this movie with a real Shyamalan twist, and I thought, what if she is the butcher? And he, like, they got the tickets, but he went instead of her. And I thought that could have been a much more interesting twist, a much more interesting movie with a classic Shyamalan twist. If she, the sweet, sweet Alison Pill, if she's actually the butcher and he's just trying to protect her. So that's why he said, oh, it's me. I'm the butcher, to try to protect his wife. And I thought that could have been much more interesting. I don't know, in my opinion, maybe fan fiction.
I was kind of expecting something like that, you know, whenever this movie dropped, like the trailer dropped, somebody commented underneath, they were like, the daughter's the killer. That's the twist. I was like, oh my gosh.
Because there has to be some kind of twist.
Yeah, but you know what? Again, I'm glad there wasn't. I was like, you know, I mean, what it may have been, I don't know, but I'm very glad that there wasn't. Mm-hmm. He made a very absurd, you know, suspenseful film. That's going to be divisive, obviously, because not everything works, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the attempt. I had a lot of fun. If he did one more pass to the screenplay, mm-hmm. I think it would be a great film. But one more pass, spruce it up, clean it up, make things a little
tighter.
More. So what?
Tighter, maybe. A little tighter.
A little tighter and a little less unrealistic. Like, actually give the screenplay to somebody to interrogate and figure out all the problems. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he has anybody who does that.
How would you compare this to his past couple movies? Or maybe his whole filmography in general?
I was not a big fan of the, what was the last one?
Knock in the Cabin, I think.
And Knock that, yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that. Old was silly, mm-hmm. but I don't think it comes together very well either. Mm-hmm. I don't remember the movie before that.
Glass.
That one's not very good either. I mean, like, you know, but every one of them are interesting. They're uh-huh. all interesting ideas.
Uh-huh. And he's great for that. He's great for these great ideas. Starting with Sixth Sense, right? All of them are like these great short story ideas, but it's kind of make or break with the performances, the writing, the directing, how it all comes together. But the core idea is usually solid.
I would say that his peak in his, like, in his resurrection, like in his, like, return, and I think you agree, is Split. Okay. I don't think it's ever got as good as Split was, but I still enjoy him. I'm rooting for him. I'm hoping for another one of those movies, and I still like this. I think if you're just at home eating popcorn, it's fine for that. You don't need to run to a movie theater for it, but I had fun.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. I felt there wasn't. Josh Hartnett's performance is like the only thing I really took from this. Overall, I think I was a little like underwhelmed, especially when you think about the potential it could have had. But I'm glad he made a movie, and especially to help his daughter. I think the story behind this is great. The story behind this is really good. But I think it's far from peak Shyamalan, right?
Hey. He got kid cutting in a blonde wig.
Yes, that was bizarre. What was that?
All worth it. All worth it for that one moment.
And he has so much personality. It's so I wanted the camera to follow him. Where's he going? What's he doing? He's in this for like 30 seconds and he's suddenly he snatches everything. He takes all your attention. So interesting.
It's great. It's so funny.
Yeah, I really the concert half was like almost really good, I thought. Like there's a lot I really liked there. If they maybe tightened it up a little, that concert half, I think we would have a different conversation. But
right.
I also wanted to compare it. The way it changes in the second half, It reminded me a lot of the new Rian Johnson mysteries, Knives Out and Glass Onion, because both of those movies, it kind of blows up its premise in the second half. It's so interesting. And in those movies, that's the highlight of the experience. You've seen them both, right?
I've seen that, and I mean, you could also make a comparison to Looper. Looper.
Yeah, Rian Johnson, just in general.
Looper does the same thing. It's like pure, sci-fi action in the big city, and then all of a sudden it just goes quiet and moves to the country and gets small out of nowhere. So, I agree totally.
I feel like this, he started with such a great idea. He did the concert and then he was like, now what do I do? And then he kind of just improvised the rest of the script somehow. And I think if they fixed the writing, I think it could have been great. Because I think his directing is good. I don't think there's any like serious flaws or issues, and sometimes it's even stylistic. So I think it was well directed, well shot, well acted. Just the writing really holds it back for me.
You know what's interesting is like I don't disagree with any of that. I think most of what you're saying is right. I think I accepted it more, and but I don't disagree with any of that. I think you're right. Like it's got a lot of problems. It's got a lot of problems, and like I said, I'm rooting for the guy, and I hope whatever he does next that he gets his split moment again. I don't know what to do. I want it. I crave it. I don't know why he's never been able to recapture the sixth sense. I don't know why.
Because Sixth Sense, in my opinion, it's the same thing with it's a brilliant idea. I don't think it's a perfect movie, but I think it works because of Haley Joel Osment and Bruce Willis. Their performances have so much emotion and weight. And then even the music is good. And I think that is the magic that it takes this kind of silly idea, kind of some weird, silly horror twists in the movie that don't really, I don't think it adds up as perfectly as people think it does. But their two performances, I think, carry the whole thing. And I think Shyamalan's very good at getting good performances from his actors. Again, look at James McAvoy in Split. I think he's really good at getting actor performances.
I mean, like if you go back to that film, I do think he was a more competent director.
Maybe.
Like there are choices in that first film, like where you could feel the inspiration there. Like, the mom leaving the room for a minute and doing laundry and then her coming back and just
All the doors are open.
all the things are up and they're both sitting there awkward, like did you do that? And he's like, no. Like it's just beautifully done. Beautifully done. And I don't know why he lost that, like, that little kid, like that had a camera aspect. But I still appreciate him. Unbreakable is also my favorite film too, by the way.
Yeah, I
I
haven't seen it in a
remember.
long time, but I loved it when I saw it.
It's great. It's great. Arguably one of the best comic book movies ever made.
Yeah, I agree.
Like
I agree.
superhero movies. Not comic book movies, but superhero movies.
And at
But
the same time, also one of the best meta commentary movies. Like we just talked about Deadpool last week. That's a very meta movie, a comic book movie about comic book movies, right? But and so is
right.
Unbreakable. In my opinion, Unbreakable is a little smarter about it.
I agree. Completely agree. Well, I think we've said as much as we can say about Trump.
It's a I think, at the end of the day, we have to appreciate that he's still here making original movies, and that's pretty great. It's not a remake, it's not a sequel, it's not a half sequel, it's not the 40th movie in a film franchise. It's him just saying, hey, I have a fun idea. I have this talented daughter, and let's do something fun. And I think that's really praiseworthy. So,
Well, so well said.
yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for watching. If you liked this review, be sure to like, subscribe, leave a comment below. What did you think of Trap? How do you think it compares to all the other Shyamalan universe films? Do you think it holds up to his previous works? Do you think he's on a decline? Do you think this is the beginning of his return? Let us know. I'm Vin. You can find me on Twitter at VinWritesWords.
I am John, and you can find me at John Movie Watch on Twitter.
Be sure to follow thecosmiccircus.com on Twitter at MyCosmicCircus, where you can find more reviews, articles, editorials, and opinions like the one you just watched. Thanks, guys, and see you next time.
Bye.